Thrifty White Pharmacy. Kelly Boss, do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
I don't know about that one.
Yeah. Or are you the kind of the skeptical variety? Until I see Bigfoot or Nessie, I'm not going to believe in either one.
Yeah, I'm probably a little more on that vein.
The show me thing. Kelly Boss in from Farm City Supply, co-hosting the morning show with me this morning, and I appreciate it. Let's talk snowblowers. We bring this up every fall.
Yep.
Okay, and then you're one of these guys that prays for a little snow.
I don't ever want to admit that, but
come on. Well, I think people can kind of suss that out.
They probably understand.
Get it. But you got a great lineup over there already for us.
We do. Right? Yep. We've got a full selection of snowblowers on hand, ready to go. We've got both Troy Bilt and Cub Cadet. So new for us this year is that Cub Cadet line, and it's a good lineup of machines. We've got everything from 24-inch clear up to 30-inch. Great selection choices, good engine options on them. We've got wheel drive. There's one unit as a track drive. So if you've got, harder conditions to get through, worried about getting through real compacted snow and stuff, that track drive has really got a lot of good traction to get through anything.
I just think they're cool looking.
Exactly.
I'd like to be out there pushing one of those around because people drive by go, wow, that looks really cool.
Yeah. And cold too, but
Right. And you had that big orange monster over. You and I have been talking about that for years.
Yep. We've got that great big machine, that 30-inch. Yeah.
Yeah, and I always say that thing could throw snow into Montana.
Yep, pretty much.
I swear. So whatever your snow removal needs, you've got something that can handle it.
And we've got besides those are all the gas-powered ones, we've also got the battery, the electric ones, and that's really become a good option for people. You don't have to worry about gummed up carburetors and is it going to start. I forgot to start it up earlier, and it hasn't been run for months if not longer, and you go out, put a fresh charge battery in it, and the battery ones are just going to go, and they do have decent power.
I was just going to ask if they've got the same kind of guts that the gas-powered stuff does.
They do. For a comparable size, we've got some smaller single-stage units, and the ones we carry are EGO, the EGO, and we've got the smaller single-stage ones, but we've got a two-stage unit, too, and 24-inch, and compared that to the 24-inch gas one, it's very comparable, if not more power. We've sold a number of them, and customers have come back to us and said that thing really blows the snow out. It doesn't just chew it up. It's got good power to blow it out.
Okay.
Like I say, get it out of your way.
So customers reasonably happy with the electric.
Yep, the electrics. We've had good reviews on those too. So
take long to charge that battery, or is it
not too bad? It's depending on the unit. They're 45 minutes to 60 minutes to charge it up again. They work pretty good. And the nice thing with EGO, they have an entire platform. So, if you have the snowblower and down the road you get, there's walk-behind lawnmowers, there's, chainsaws, string trimmers, leaf blowers. They all share batteries. There's different amp hour ratings, but they all still, the batteries will interchange.
Oh, so they can be kind of universal that way. Okay.
Yep, between across that EGO brand, the batteries are universal. So if you have one for your chainsaw and need a few more minutes on the blower to finish up, you can throw it in there, or vice versa. You're running, your string trimmer and run short, grab the one out of your snowblower and throw it in. They will interchange that way. So that's really handy.
Somebody in that company is thinking and making a lot more money than I am.
right.
Kelly Boss, great to have you in here. We're going to break it away and cover some ag news here, but we're going to be back in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to cover more on your email blast. We're going to find out about your mailer, too, all right?
Sounds good.
Stick around. It's 855 here, the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW, good morning.
I'm having a really hard time lately, and I'm worried no one will understand what I'm going through.
I feel so alone. I wish there was somebody.